T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hello and welcome to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's April 15th, tax day. Yikes. I'm Sam Benson Smith. On today's LA Local, Coachella Weekend 1 is over. Maybe you went, maybe you didn't. Maybe you care, maybe you don't. We'll talk about it anyway. And a man and his pooch emerge from a plane crash off the coast with their lives. And the state is getting litigious with the city of Huntington Beach. But first,
this is probably, in my own personal career and their decades, one of the most brutal sexual assaults rapes that I have ever seen.
That soundbite is from LADA George Gascon. He's talking about the Venice Canal attacks from 2 weekends ago. Today, more details on the case came out as the suspected assailant in those attacks appeared in court and pled not guilty to all charges. He's currently being held without bail. My colleague Emily Valdez covered the case today, and she has more.
During a news conference, law enforcement officials laid out the list of charges against Anthony Jones, 29 years old, the man accused of brutally attacking and raping two women near the Venice canals. They include rape, mayhem, torture, attempted murder. The first woman attacked about 10:30 at night. Jones is accused of hitting her on the head with something hard, sexually assaulting her, then beating her. Here's DA George Gascon.
The second victim had wounds to her head. The second victim was admitted to the hospital with a possible orbital fracture, head injury, and she remains in comatose in the hospital.
LAPD Detective Brent Hopkins.
Business owners and local residents were very, very helpful in providing us with surveillance footage that helped us identify the suspect and ultimately determine his identity. That led to a flurry of activity where investigators were able to track him to the San Diego area, as Chief Choi said, and take him into custody.
Jones faces life in prison if convicted on all charges.
I'd say this next story could be a movie, but it's pretty straightforward. A man and his dog walked away from a plane crash yesterday afternoon off the Palos Verde Peninsula virtually unscathed. LA County firefighters got a call that the pair were going down off the coast near the Trump Golf Course. The plane crashed. The man and his dog paddled ashore, and there you have it. LA County Fire spokesman Craig Little has more.
There was no hospital transportation. Generally, if you have an aircraft crash in the ocean like that, you would expect some type of injuries. He was very fortunate. I would classify this as a catastrophic mechanical failure of the airplane, but we don't know the specifics.
The plane is currently sitting in about 15 to 20 feet of water, gathering algae, no doubt. The FAA is investigating. Now, if you're looking for a once-in-a-lifetime hiking experience, go check out Catalina and Sunrise Trail. That's right in that area by the Trump Golf Course, basically all tied together, basically one trail. And that's right by the crash site. And those trails are some of my favorite trails, some of my favorite hikes in Los Angeles. My dear friend Michael told me about them years ago when they lived down there. And I love going down there. And it's shallow. Those waters around there are very shallow. And I'd imagine during low tide, you probably can see the plane crash. So go, maybe check it out, do this beautiful hike, see a plane. Potentially, there's plenty of parking in the neighborhoods nearby. And, you know, if you don't see it, oh no, you went on a gorgeous hike. And next up, California is suing Huntington Beach. The lawsuit isn't out of the blue, mind you. The state warned the city in September that if it passed a ballot measure to allow workers to require voter IDs at the polls, that ballot measure would violate California law, and the city could be open to a lawsuit. Now, Attorney General Rob Bonta spoke about the issues with that measure today, and he said that he's ready to have it struck down.
It restricts the ability for folks to potentially vote at the polls in a way that our state law does not provide for. We have very strict registration requirements, and then we have more expedited voting processes where you provide your name and your address. We filed the complaint in Superior Court. It seeks invalidation of the illegal charter amendment, as well as declaratory relief.
Opponents of the ballot measure say the city pushed the voter ID law to fight widespread voter fraud. Now, Bonta says that there's been no evidence of the voter fraud. Others have said that the law was passed to counter the state's liberal tendencies. If the state's lawsuit fails, the voter ID law would be implemented in 2026. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce made a cameo at Coachella. So did the Biebers and Saltburn's Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter. And hey, maybe all those names don't mean much to you. And Coachella doesn't either. And that's all right. Coachella really isn't my bag personally, but there's plenty to enjoy about it. You know what I liked? No traffic this weekend in Los Angeles, at least for me personally. Can there really ever be no traffic in Los Angeles? And for folks who attended, I hope you had a blast. If I might make a suggestion for next weekend, if you are heading back though, I lived in the Coachella Valley for a few years, and first off, just something I'd like to point out, Coachella doesn't take place in the city of Coachella or in Palm Springs. Palm Springs is not a blanket term for the low desert as a whole. Also, the movie Palm Springs actually takes place in Joshua Tree, which isn't in the low desert. It's actually technically in the high desert. Sorry, sidetrack there. Coachella takes place in Indio, which is a great city in the larger Coachella Valley, which is where I lived for a bit. Anyway, back on track. The festival weekend tends to be a busy one, but maybe stay an extra day. Traffic is going to be hell getting in and out no matter how you shake it. And there's so much more to the low desert than just the polo grounds during Coachella and Stagecoach, or Palm Springs during Modernism Week and Splash House. Go to the Coachella Valley Preserve in Thousand Palms. Check out the Indian Canyons. Watch some local theater. See a drag show. Go up the Palm Springs aerial tramway. Check out some of the most stunning modernist homes, not during Modernism Week. Just drive around. Sing karaoke at Plan B in Thousand Palms. It's one of my favorite dive bars in the world. Go to a Coachella Valley Firebirds game. They're like the best minor league hockey team in the United States right now. Play volleyball at Civic Center Park in Palm Desert. Get a frozen sidecar at Paul Bar. It is one of my favorite cocktail creations in the world. Or ask someone who actually grew up there. I just lived there for a bit. There's so much to do. I lived there, and I only scraped the surface. And yeah, does it seem like I care a little bit? And that's the LA Local for April 15th. So, what'd you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal@knxnews.com. And give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, follow on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. And tomorrow night, we have something special planned for you. A special event, Public Safety in LA with Mayor Karen Bass, a KNX News town hall. The mayor will be joining us at 7 p.m. and taking your questions for the hour-long special broadcast. You can still send in your questions for her through our website. We've got an article and a form set up, so you can send those in. And you can catch the town hall on air at 97.1 FM and on the Odyssey app. And we'll have a live video stream on knxnews.com and on TikTok. Now, if you don't get your questions in this time, between listening to the podcast and the broadcast, you can go on TikTok and we'll be moderating a discussion there, so you'll still have a chance live on the broadcast to send in a question there. We are sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. Thanks for following, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.